President Bush has proclaimed today a National Day of Prayer and Remembrance. After a morning intelligence briefing and meetings with his national security team, the president will join members of Congress and others at a memorial service at Washington's National Cathedral. Later, the president plans to travel to New York and the site of the World Trade Center. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand the president has just concluded a cabinet meeting. You know anything about that?
Right, just concluded or just wrapping up. It is his first full cabinet meeting since this crisis began. He has, of course, met repeatedly with individual members of the cabinet, Secretary of State Powell, Rumsfeld at Defense, Attorney General Ashcroft, and others. But this was the first chance to lay it all out for them as a group. They are working to make sure they're coordinating efforts across departments. It's helpful to have them all in one room every now and then to go over things and to prepare as an administration for the long road ahead.
Vice President Cheney has to join this by conference call, I suppose. He's at Camp David now.
Right. We haven't actually heard if he's gotten back here for this meeting, but they did move him to Camp David yesterday afternoon. The Secret Service did. It was a security thing, a precautionary thing. Essentially, they say that because of the ongoing crisis and threat, the president and the vice president shouldn't be in the same place. They always have a rule where they never fly together should anything happen. This is now being applied to the situation here, the heightened sense of security here. Security at the White House, too, is very visibly beefed up today, even more than it was yesterday. As I came here this morning, there's a perimeter a good three blocks outside and around the White House. You can't get within that three-block range unless you've got a special pass. And then once you get through the perimeter, about every 50 feet, someone approached me, a park police officer or Secret Service, and wanted to see my badge to make sure that that I belonged in there. And that perimeter, they said, may change from day to day, but right now it is as large of a perimeter as I have seen since this all started on Tuesday.
What's today's memorial service going to be like?
It's coming up the noon hour. The Reverend Billy Graham will deliver a sermon there. President Bush, of course, will attend with the First Lady, and there'll be other dignitaries there. In addition to Reverend Graham, there'll be readings from various religious leaders. Someone from the Islamic Center of North America will participate, as will someone from the Washington Hebrew Congregation. There'll be a Navy choir, the U.S. Army Orchestra. There'll be a children's choir. And the closing hymn will no doubt be a very stirring and very, very emotional God Bless America. And the president, again, will be in attendance before heading off to New York.
Yes, he had planned to go to New York and tour the devastation, speak to rescue workers. Mm-hmm. Is the weather going to have any impact on that?
We're not getting any word of any change of plans from the White House, but the weather is really, it seems, quite bad up there, and low visibility, and that often does affect the president's travel, where he's able to go with his helicopter. It depends how high the ceiling is. And while we haven't heard anything, one has to wonder, too, if it will affect where he is able to go once on the ground, and if it will create any sort of a problems. But again, right now, the word out of the White House is that there is no change of plans.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.